Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Hugh, a lot of people aren't really aware that it's really easy to find out the names of the wines we talk about here on Seller Notes. If you go to the WIPR website and check out the Seller Notes page, you'll see each and every episode that we have. You can listen to a podcast, and the names of the wines are right there along with the links to order them, so it couldn't be easier. Now, today, we're going to be talking about Bargain Pinot Noir. And, Hugh, you might ask yourself, is there such a thing?
Is there such a thing? I actually know, Alan, that Bargain Pinot Noir has sort of been your quest. And I'm so glad that you're doing it, because it's not the easiest thing to find, but they do exist.
They do, but don't go looking at Burgundy. That's no. my big tip. Well, here's three that I think you'll really find interesting. The first wine I want to talk is Nuttall Family Pinot Noir Sonoma Coast. The subtitle is Bill's Hidden Track. $20 for this one. Now, this Pinot Noir is a medium dark red. It's an excellent everyday Pinot Noir, almost a Saturday night dinner wine in terms of quality. The aromas are spot on, spicy red apples, dark cherries, and a touch of oak. The flavors are dominated by tart black cherries with a heart of some kind of a rich, sweet fruit. Really, really nice. There is a bit of tannin that's okay. It kicks in the finish, doesn't obscure things. And if this were a Burgundy, for instance, I think it would cost about $35. But this is $20, and I think it's a value. Now, Hugh, here comes a wine from a place I had no idea they even made wine. It's Patagonia in Argentina. If there were Eskimos in Argentina, they'd be living there. This is called Pampas Grass Pinot Noir, all of $15. And this is a kind of a tasty, high-acid Pinot Noir with lovely aromas and dry fruit. The aroma features sage, yellow plums, and lemon drop candy. And the wine is light-bodied. It's fairly tannic, but pleasantly acidic. I was picking up some flavors of cranberry, sweet red plum, and just a pinch of ginger at the end. I would love this wine with strips of peppery barbecued steak. I think it would be just about perfect. Patagonia, for goodness sakes. Oregon is a wonderful place to go looking for Pinot Noir, and you can spend a lot of money there. They do have an entire category called entry-level Oregon Pinot Noirs, and here's what I think was really good. It's called Scenic Valley Farms Pinot Noir Willamette Valley 2019. It's only $20. It is a good entry-level Pinot Noir. Oregon is rarely about blockbuster Pinot, and this one is a very well-proportioned, medium-scaled wine that packs in a lot of pleasure into your glass. This Pinot shows a nose of field herbs, rose petals, and red apples, which are all pretty classic. And it's a good everyday Pinot Noir. Lots of nice flavors to it, Hugh. Things like tart black cherry, lemon peel, and wild blueberries. And there is a touch of oak, a touch of tannin, but it's just very refreshing, well-balanced with good acidity. Very decent everyday Pinot Noir. Something that's not that easy to find at a good price. So we're going to put these on the website, let you check them all out. Nuttall Family, Pampas Grass, and Scenic Valley Farms.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.